Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio Show, a production of Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement association. I'm sure that you are probably a longtime listener. Thank goodness we have hundreds and thousands of folks who tune in every week for our show, the Private Officer B, as well as from the legal side and the LP zone, three separate shows. We're glad that you are here, and we want to start off by recognizing our sponsors. We're really just thankful for the folks who sponsor this radio program, including Body Armor USA. We've got the clothing, the protection that's going to save your life. Body Armor USA has some high-class body armor, clothing, gloves. Whether you're working corrections, law enforcement, or security, it doesn't matter. You need this protection. Check out our friends over at BodyArmorUSA.com. And just for saying, just for telling them that we sent you, you're going to get a 10% discount right off the top. So check them out today online. And if you're in the New York area, be sure to stop by and see them, BodyArmorUSA.com. Today, we also want to thank one of our friends, Bricks Fashions, B-R-I-C-K-S, Fashions. This is really a great friend of ours, Mount Juliet, Tennessee Police Chief James Hembrick. He's the owner, and he's quite a fancy clothing guy himself. He's always looking snazzy. And now he's got a clothing store for ladies and gentlemen. And if you're in the Nashville area, be sure to check them out. You're gonna be really glad that you did. I'll tell you what. He is a class act. In fact, we just came back from Nashville, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that here in a moment. But be sure to check them out at 14823 Lebanon Road, right there in the old Hickory section of Nashville, Tennessee. Or you can call them at area code 615-288-2604, 615-288-2604. Look them up online at Bricks, like, you know, bricks that you make your house from, bricksfashion.com. He is a great guy, and in just a few moments, we'll be telling you about an award that he just received last week. But like I said, he's just a real supporter of Private Officer International, a great police chief, and we're glad to know him and to be friends with him. We also want to recognize a new sponsor, Investigations Plus. Private investigations, legal investigations, service of process, they do it all, and they cover the greater New England area from New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, all the way up, in fact, to Canada. So if you need investigations or papers served on somebody, whether it's a divorce or a lien, definitely check them out today on the web. We are really excited about all of the exciting things, of course, that's happening here at Private Officer International. as well as our sister company, Armor College. And we are always, always busy with these two entities. But, you know, we want to make sure that you're included. So before this show is over, we're going to tell you how to get involved. Well, really, before I go anyplace else, I want to kind of give you a heads up on a couple of breaking news items out of Puerto Rico, which is a territory of the U.S., a territory that we take responsibility for, a territory that we support. So, when an officer is killed or a security officer is injured, it's just like it's happening here in California, Florida, wherever. But in Puerto Rico, a shootout during an armored truck robbery resulted in the death of two civilians, and reportedly one of the security officers, although we've not been able to confirm that, we have our office checking into that, but we do have a report of one armored truck security officer deceased, but we're still verifying that. Armored truck robberies in the U.S., Houston, Texas, according to the FBI, has been labeled the armored truck robbery city, and I guess that would make Texas the state in the U.S. for the last several years. And I'm not really sure why that is. We do see a lot of armored transportation in other states, especially areas where they have lots of casinos and hotels and resorts. But for some reason, and again, I don't think even the FBI has come up with an exact answer as to why Houston, Texas remains the armored truck robbery capital of the U.S. and probably of the country. Not sure. I do know that we have reported on security officer after security officer being killed or being shot in the line of duty during a robbery situation. So, again, it's a very violent, dangerous industry, probably more than ever. It has always been a high risk type of industry, but as you see, we're seeing a lot more armored truck robberies. Also in the news, a very unusual and, as far as I'm concerned, a disturbing breaking news item. And again, if you're not receiving our breaking news alerts, if you're not receiving our newsletters, be sure to sign up for them right now at privateofficer.com, privateofficer.com. When you sign up, you're going to get those news blasts whenever serious news occurs, whenever something of interest happens. We're going to send that news blast out to you. You'll receive our weekly newsletters, our training updates and schedules, and a whole lot more. So go to our website right now at privateofficer.com. We always tell people to be sure to follow us on at least Twitter and Facebook. Those are our two primary social media platforms, although we do use about a dozen in total, including Pinterest and Tumblr, and I'm not into the Snapchat thing. I know a couple of our staff are, but that's not me. Instagram and a few others, but for sure we're using Twitter 24/7 from the news desk in our office, as well as Facebook, posting as much as we can to keep folks up to date on breaking news and other information happening here at POI. So if you're not following us on Twitter or on Facebook, be sure to do that today. You're going to find that it's not only informative, but there's a lot of interesting news and some not too interesting, but rather funny. So check those out today. And if you need any assistance with that, be sure to contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. What I was saying was there's another breaking news item which is coming out of Orlando, Florida, which, I find disturbing. As far as I'm concerned, it's definitely illegal. There's been a lot of conversation and dispute about that on our Facebook page, but that's what it's for. That's what Facebook is for, so that people with different opinions can have their say, whether it's right or wrong. But coming out of Florida, a security company, a private security company with no arrest authority, no law enforcement authority whatsoever, just the permission from a motel manager on Orange Blossom Trail, a security company not only vested up, but they also created a SWAT team. They had dark clothing, weapons, and they illegally, and again, that's disputed by both the security company, security officers, and some on Facebook, but they did illegally enter dozens of rooms at the Great Value Suites Hotel because the management thought that people staying in those rooms was using drugs. Rather than call the police or sheriff's department, they took it upon themselves to illegally enter those rooms without the permission of the people renting the rooms and begin to search the property for drugs. And they did recover a small amount of drugs, various drugs from different rooms, but local law enforcement, and I'm going to agree with them, said that it was an illegal search, an illegal entry, and despite what the security company was told by the property manager, they had no legal, lawful right to enter the room. We're going to talk today on this program about private property and about the law. And yes, it does vary from state to state, but not so much that common sense can't control and dictate what you do. But this situation here is under investigation both by law enforcement as well as the agency that licenses the security officers. At the very least, law enforcement says the 13 security officers and the owner of the security company, Freeman Security Services, at the very least, they face criminal armed trespassing, a misdemeanor, and at the maximum, they could even be arrested for armed burglary. It could be taken to the grand jury. They could be indicted. I can tell you from many, 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 many years of experience that even law enforcement can't just enter the room. And so that's what this program is going to be about. It's going to be about private property and how to have legal access and how to avoid arrest and lawsuits. But this is a very disturbing story, and I think it's something that you should look into. Also coming out of Lithonia, Georgia, that's in DeKalb County, just outside of Atlanta, a Walmart loss prevention officer was shot yesterday by a shoplifter yesterday afternoon about 5 p.m. An LP agent tried to stop somebody who was stealing a bunch of DVDs. At the door, they got into a tussle. The shoplifter pulled a handgun and shot the LP agent. It was in the foot. He has non-life-threatening injuries, but it wasn't too long ago that in this same area of Atlanta Metro, another security officer, loss prevention officer, was shot and killed also by a shoplifter. It's a very, very dangerous business, and I say this repeatedly. It's nothing like it was when I was working in it back in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. It really has become more violent and dangerous. We report on armed attacks, shootings, stabbings of security, loss prevention, almost on a daily basis. And really, there's no end in sight. It's really at the point where we're going to have to decide as employers in this industry whether or not it's even worth putting unarmed, plainclothes security personnel in the store to detect theft, or whether it's something that we should leave up to law enforcement. Now, in some areas, in fact, not too long ago, just outside of Atlanta, I saw a shoplifting go down, also at a Walmart, but these loss prevention agents, a female and a male, had already called the local police department, and when the suspect came out with a backpack full of DVDs and CDs and other items, police had already been physically parked outside and was standing at the edge of the building waiting for the suspect to come out, and they actually took him down, cuffed him. And that's probably what it's going to come to. It's probably going to be a situation where, in most cases, you're going to have to call law enforcement before they ever make it to the door, and hopefully police will be there to assist you in that apprehension and arrest. But certainly the loss prevention industry is becoming more and more dangerous. I don't think anybody could dispute that. And we recently put out, thanks to our friends over at D&D Media, we recently put out the loss prevention retail deaths of not only security officers, but also police officers. 9 total security and police officers were killed during arrests and apprehensions of shoplifters last year. We see at least that number or more killed every year. And also there were 100 and something other deaths that occurred on retail property, mainly big box and shopping malls. And again, we're seeing this every single day. We're seeing a lot of violence. Don't remember exactly where it was, but just in the last 24 hours, I saw where two teens were shot, and I believe killed, or at least shot for sure, at a Walmart in Memphis, Tennessee. Very violent retail space, whether it be a big box or a boutique or a shopping mall or a shopping plaza, open plaza. There's definitely a lot of opportunity for crime, for violence, and having worked in that space, I can tell you that just about anything can occur. I always teach LP agents and mall security, public safety, to be aware that every mall, even big box, is really a city within a city, and anything can happen at any time. Also, in the news, and again, if you don't get our news, be sure that you sign up for today. You can also go to privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. If you were receiving our news from Private Officer Media, that website is under design. It's a brand new website being developed. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. But just check us out at Private Officer Breaking News. Yesterday in Houston, Texas, a police sergeant shot and killed himself, committed suicide in the police department. Unfortunately, we are seeing a lot of law enforcement officers committing suicide on duty. You know, law enforcement, there's always been more police personnel who have killed themselves than who are killed by offenders, and that actually is increasing more and more. There's a lot of news happening, and we try to report on as much as possible. Of course, we can't report every single thing. We don't have the manpower, and it would probably drive you crazy if we were to do that. But we do report on as much breaking news and information that I think is important and would be something that our readers and our members would appreciate. Remember, if you're not receiving our news blasts, our weekly newsletters, training updates, and bulletins, and so forth, be sure to go to our website at privateofficer.com. Privateofficer.com. Hey, you'll be glad you did. Trust me. There's a lot of stuff there, and it's free. Absolutely no cost whatsoever. We have really a lot going on. One of the biggest things that happens in the month of April for us is the yearly annual Officer Appreciation and Awards program that we do every single year. If you have not nominated someone, be sure that you do that before April the 10th. If you haven't received an email about that, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com and they will send you a nomination link so that you can nominate your coworker, your manager or boss, or even yourself. Just follow the rules of those nominations. Every year, we probably recognize and award about 45 to 50 private and public law enforcement from all over the nation and even outside of the country. In fact, just this past Friday, myself, Mike Thornhill, the chapter president in Nashville, and two of our board members was at the Mount Juliet Police Department just outside of Tennessee, and we presented a Lifetime Achievement Award to Mount Juliet Police Chief James Hambrick. He has been a fine officer at the department. He started as a dispatcher. He worked his way through the rank and file as an officer. He had several different positions, including deputy chief, and now he is the police chief. But more than that, he has been a friend to our chapter president there, myself. He has both attended the memorial service that we have in Nashville every year for at least 3 or 4 years, maybe longer. But he's also sponsored it last year right there at the Mount Juliet Police Department. We held our memorial, which was widely attended, had a lot of folks there, which we really appreciate. But we wanted to recognize Chief Hambrick for all that he's done for us and all that he does for the city of Mount Juliet and the law enforcement community as a whole. So we were really honored to be able to present him with that Lifetime Achievement Award. We also, by the way, presented him with a Lifetime Membership plaque to Private Officer International, and he was really happy about that. We got some press. It was in the local news, and we posted it on our social media as well as our website, so be sure to check that out. We're going to take a quick, short break for a couple of PSAs, and we're coming right back. When we do, we're going to be talking about private property and how the laws work. We're going to be talking about wise counsel versus somebody who knows it all. And we're going to also be talking about some opportunities for training, for employment, and a whole bunch more. Coming up in just a few moments, be back here in about 2.5 minutes.
Olympic silver medalist Rebecca Giddens with the word on what's cool.
I think that winning the silver medal in the Olympics for whitewater kayaking is pretty cool.
Rebecca attacked the whole course. She must be thrilled with that performance.
You know what else I think is cool? Your friends and family watching you on TV as you win an Olympic silver medal in athletics.
Rebecca sure made her family proud today.
But what I think is really cool is being in command of your boat. And that means always wearing a life jacket while canoeing or kayaking. It's a no-brainer. Life jackets save lives. Now that's cool. Oh, and while we're on the subject of what isn't cool, never boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs. That's just plain stupid. So be cool. Pick out a life jacket that suits your style and wear it. Seriously, boating responsibly is cool and simple. All you gotta do is wear your life jacket. Just remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message has been brought to you by the United States Coast Guard and the American Canoe Association.
They say if you want a wish to come true, never tell anyone. But there is one wish that can make the difference between life and death. And this wish can only come true if you tell someone. Please let your family know you want to be an organ donor.
Welcome back to the Private Officer Radio, the Private Officer Beat. Oh, I'm laughing because my office manager just handed me a 16-ounce cup, wow, of this delicious Starbucks coffee, and I'm not sure if she thought I wasn't souped up enough. if she thought I needed a little bit more caffeine and sugar, or because, I don't know. But thank you very much anyways. I'm definitely going to participate and drink this and enjoy it. But welcome back to the Private Officer Beat. We're glad for all of the listeners that we receive each week. We're glad for the newcomers who stop by to check us out, as well as those people who have followed us from almost the beginning. You know, we have over 400 radio shows now, and we're just astounded each week as we see more and more people listening from all over the U.S. and around the world. While we're talking about the world and the U.S., we have a lot of great things happening here at Private Officer. Coming up, we told you about the annual Officer Appreciation Day and the awards program. But coming up, we've got a brand new website, a TV magazine website. That's why our main media website is currently in the maintenance mode, as we are updating the various things that we have to do, our webmaster and host site, working diligently on that so that we can produce a beautiful digital magazine and a web TV show. And we really are excited to be able to introduce this new project, because there's going to be a lot of interactive videos, a lot of great photos. It's going to be really something spectacular. There'll also be some free training and just a lot of different things happening with that. So be looking for that. Should be up and running within, I would say, 2 weeks. That would probably, well, I'm wishing anyways, 2 weeks. But be looking for that real soon. Also, we have a brand new company, a brand new business, my partners and I, called Verified Protection. And that will be coming up online here in the next week or so, maybe 2 weeks. Verified Protection is a way for customers of security products, training, services, can be sure that the company and the individuals that they are dealing with are licensed, that they're legit, they have insurance, they have workers' comp, they are in compliance with regulatory requirements, and that they are complaint-free, that they're not somebody who's fly-by-night, not somebody who is going to take their money and not provide service. And we all know that there's a lot of companies out there from A to Z, from the East Coast to the West Coast, up and down, North and South, doing bad things, making the security industry look bad. Well, Verified Protection is going to stop all that, because what we're going to do is we're going to provide a service to the customer so that when they put in their request for private security or security training or medical training or private investigations, when they put in their service request, we're going to give them the names of 5 companies that have been verified, that are legit, that are good to go in their area. We're going to do recommendations, and there's going to be a lot of verification process, very much like Angie's List. We're going to be able to identify those good companies from the bad companies. If you are a service provider, whether it be as a bail enforcement agent, a PI, a security company, whatever it might be, you will need to be verified, and you can apply for that. It's very inexpensive. You can get that verification. You can put that on your website. You can put it on your stationery. You can say that you are verified through Verified Protection. And I'll tell you what, it's not only going to be a great selling point, but it's going to put you a cut above the rest, because you have, you know, been verified that you are legit, that someone besides yourself is saying that. Now, this service will help you to market your company, bring in new business, and I think it's going to be a great thing. On the other hand, If you're a sloppy company, a company who operates fly by night, somebody with no insurance, somebody with a lot of complaints, you're not going to like all of the comments, all of the information that will be available to the public. And so it's going to be a negative for you. This is going to separate the, you know, the good from the bad, and the cream will rise to the top. Be looking for verified protection. It will be out within the next few weeks, and it's nationwide. And to be honest with you, I think it's going to be great for the security industry as well as medical and security providers and schools. We'll give you more information in the upcoming weeks, so definitely be looking for that. We have a lot of opportunities here at Private Officer International and our sister company. In fact, we are right now looking to hire several people for this new company, Verified Protection. You'll be able to work from home, but you will have a regular job, regular duties. And we're looking for both folks for customer service as well as for marketing. We're also hiring the Armor College. Our sister company is hiring for DCJS, Virginia DCJS, Armed Security Instructor for Richmond and Hampton Roads. And also in the Washington, D.C. area, we are hiring for Washington, D.C. SPO Instructor, as well as in Columbia, South Carolina, we're hiring for a Regional SLED Instructor, First Aid Instructor, First Aid TPR, and we're also looking in the Virginia, D.C. area for Master Instructors for the American Red Cross. We also have a position open for a RN part-time, as well as a lifeguard instructor. There are a lot of openings. Check out armorcollege.org or send us an email, helpdesk@armorcollege.org. If you have a question, you don't know the answer, if you're interested in Private Officer International or you're interested in Armor College or one of our other companies, be sure to send an email. I'll tell you what, rather than give you half a dozen emails, I'll just give you one, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and they will get you in touch with the right person, I promise you. We're also really happy and excited to announce an active shooter instructor class. We have 8 of those scheduled for the next 4 months. If you would like to become an instructor to teach the active shooter course, this is a 2-day interactive skill-based proficiency training. This is not a lecture. You won't be watching a bunch of boring, dull PowerPoints. You will be out front. You will see it, hear it, feel it, and live it. The active shooter instructor course is coming to Cincinnati in about 4.5 weeks. Daphne, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, just outside of Orlando in Kissimmee, Florida, and several other locations. So send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. The course is $295, well worth it. I'll tell you, by the time that you go through this training, you will be prepared not only to instruct it, but definitely to respond to a true active shooter situation. This training will be sensory, part sensory. There'll be lighting, noise, all sorts of situations. They'll also have real-life scenarios happening, a lot happening around you, and it'll be the real deal, trust me. Again, if you want to be part of it, send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We are updating also our POI, Private Officer website. Our webmaster who's doing our other websites has this on the list to do. Brand new, updated, top of the line. So bear with us a little bit while we continue with an old one, out of date one, I should say. But within the next month or so, we'll have a brand new Private Officer International website. And I can't wait. Me, I just... I've been waiting for this for a year or two or three or four, but we're really excited. Again, so much happening here at Private Officer and Armor College. Be sure to be part of it. For just a few moments, I want to talk about why we say things and do things that we do, and why we give wise counsel, and we're not trying to be know-it-alls. In this SWAT takeover of the hotel that occurred in Orlando, we had a lot of folks on Facebook and other social media who thought that it was okay. It probably was not a violation of the law. And of course, many people are very defensive. Anytime that you disagree with them or try to tell them anything, they take offense. And that shouldn't be the case. Our office, Private Officer International, is not a one-man based in the garage or in the spare bedroom company. We're a corporation that's been around for almost 15 years. We have a wide range of people who work for us, attorneys who are just a phone call away, and we have very deep, experienced management, including myself, and we've gone through extensive amounts of education, training, and experience. So when we see certain things, we try to advise. We try to give sound, informative, not only advice, but an outlook on really what's going on. So in the case of the armed SWAT at the hotel, the security company who thought that they were police, what they did was not right. It was not legal. And, you know, every state, the law is different, but the laws, they do vary, but they are also similar. They have similar standards, similar language. Here in the U.S., the laws are based on Old English law, with the exception of Louisiana, which is based on French law. But a lot of times, because the law does vary from state to state, people hear or see something in one state and they apply it to another state, and that's not the way that it works. If the law allows you to use physical force to eject or evict a person in Florida, that doesn't mean that the private security officer has that same right or authority in Ohio. And before we go doing things because the client has asked us to, or because the company owner has asked us to, or because we just feel like it, we really need to know the law, and not just from what we think the law is, or not what we hear it is, but we need to contact the district attorney, contact the sheriff's department, not just research it online, because I'll tell you what, we have found numerous mistakes online with the law. The great thing about the internet, it has a lot of resources and information. The bad thing about the internet, it has a lot of resources and information that's not always correct, depending on who input it, who it was that wrote it, where it came from. It could or could not be correct. In fact, right now in the U.S., there's a big, you know, thing about fake news. So many stories across the internet being dispatched out that aren't true, are not accurate. It's a real thing. And it's the same thing with the materials that you find online. They're not all true. Many people use Wikipedia and resources such as that. Wikipedia is put together by a volunteer group. You and me, we, the community, write that stuff. And sometimes it's accurate, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's half truth and half made up, half fairy tale, half, you know, somebody trying to be a book writer. We have to be very, very, very careful with what we take to be the gospel, how we act on what we've read on the internet or what we've been told by somebody. Our company, our office, is experienced. We have legal professionals that work in the office. I'm not going to go into a big, you know, comparison match and, oh, we got this degree, we got that. But I do want you to understand that we're not some security company who opened up yesterday. We're not even a security company. We're a professional organization with multiple departments and extremely experienced professionals, educated professionals with PhDs, doctorates, juris doctors. We have a lot of access to the professional. If I don't know it, if the vice presidents don't know it, or other management teams don't know it, we're going to find out. We'll call the right people. So when we put out information, it's sound. It's legit. It's not something we just made up or something we spewed out because we thought it's right or something we looked up on the internet. It's something that we know is right. And if we don't know it, we're going to look it up, and we're not going to tell you things that's not correct. It is difficult to work with so many people from so many different, you know, backgrounds and training and education, and it's very difficult to communicate sometimes, especially through social media, with people who are, they have, you know, a very strong opinion. They take everything argumentatively. They look at things as a challenge, and they don't respect the people who's trying to give them guidance or information. At the end of the day, to be frank with you, I don't care. It's not my company who's going to get sued. It's not me or my employees who's going to be arrested. It's not someone who I care about who's going to lose everything. But I'm trying to tell you, from 43 years of experience, multiple degrees, and a whole bunch of other stuff, I'm trying to tell you the right information. That's what we're about. We're about giving you the right information, tools, guidance, so that you don't make the mistake, so that you don't get in trouble, so that you're not facing lawsuits or criminal charges. And that's part of the reason why we put together Private Officer International, originally the National Association of Private Officers in 2002 and 2004, it became POI. But, you know, some people don't understand that. They don't respect that. So be it. The bottom line here is that we are here to help you. We're here to guide you. But very briefly, talking about private property, private security officers, even under the direction of the owner or the management, they just can't do whatever they want. They can do some limited things. They can act as the owner, yes. They can act within the law, but they can't just make up the law because their client has told them it's okay. Trespassing, burglary into somebody's property, whether it be an apartment or a hotel room, you're really crossing the line. I've had discussions and heated discussions recently about physically ejecting people out of nightclubs. There might be one or two states in the U.S. that says, yes, you can use reasonable force to eject somebody from a nightclub. But let me tell you something. The moment you put your hands on someone, the moment that you injure them, the moment that you try to use force for anything other than to protect yourself and others, you're rolling the dice is what you're doing. You're facing the possibility of criminal charges if that person is injured, or lawsuits. In the last 5 years, at least three cases that I know of where people have been ejected physically and hit their head against the sidewalk, in those cases, the nightclub bouncer security guards were arrested for murder. And in all those cases, they were found guilty. I try to explain to people, and we try to help people to understand. Sometimes just because you have a legal right to do something, it doesn't mean you should. And it really is better if you don't. The use of force in all 50 states, if you look at the law, the purpose of the law, the use of force really is to defend yourself or others. The use of deadly, lethal force, again, is to protect you or somebody else from imminent threat you know, I don't know how many times that we've taught use of force across the country, and we've had local law enforcement, we've had state law enforcement, we've even had several federal law enforcement officers in the classroom, and we've had a very diverse, layered conversation and interaction about this very topic. FLETC, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, they have put together a very decisive, a very in-depth new policy recommendation for use of force. And that's the use of force training that's being put out to many local and state agencies. And it really is much less about you have the right to use force as it is should you use force. Many states in recent years, several states, in fact, have limited the use of force for law enforcement. So if that's the case, do you think that private citizens can use an escalated use of force that law enforcement can't? We have to be not only careful, but we have to use due diligence and be reasonable in our thought process and what we do as both private citizens and law enforcement officers. It's extremely, extremely important that we understand this. We're coming right back after this message. We're going to wrap up this program on the Private Officer Beat. We're glad that you are with us.
HirePatriots.com is a free website where you can help our active, reserve, veteran military and their families by letting them help you. Do you have a chore that needs doing around your home or yard? Is your company looking for a new hire? Then post your jobs for free at HirePatriots.com. Visit HirePatriots.com and post your jobs today. HirePatriots.com.
Slow down.
Slow down and move over.
And move over. When you see lights,
vest,
or reflectors,
please give us some room. Slow down and move over.
When you need us,
we've got your back.
You have ours.
You got our back?
You got ours? You got our back? Please, slow down.
And move over.
Right, we are back here on the Private Officer Beat, a production of Private Officer International. Remember, if you are looking for body armor, protective clothing, whether you're law enforcement, security, corrections, please check out our friends over at Body Armor USA. They are a great group of folks, and just by telling them that we sent you over, they're going to give you a 10% discount on anything that you purchase. Be sure to contact them today. We are really, I'll tell you, as an organization, we are blessed. We have started from really a small little entity to grow our business. We have a lot of resources and access to even more resources and people who are much more educated and experienced than I or others in the office. And so we're always available to help you. If you ever have a question, you have a need, whether you're a POI member or not, feel free to drop us an email. That's the quickest way to reach us, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We'll be glad to help you out. We may not always have that answer, but we will always have a resource to go to find that answer for you. Private Officer International is here really as support to the first responders, to the front line, and I think we've done a great job in the last almost 15 years. Certainly much more than any other organization, association, or group that's out there. I also want to let you know that, you know, every year we have a private officer memorial. It's the third week of September, and while that's a few months away, we want to make sure that we put that news into your head, make sure that you remember that. Be sure to donate. Be sure to tell others about the upcoming Memorial Week, the third week of September. And also, we have a private officer memorial ride where we go into various cities and hold a full-blown memorial service. And maybe your company, church, or business would be interested in sponsoring it. Contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Let me see, what else do we have on our agenda? Be sure to check out all of the great training at armorcollege.org. We have a lot of great online on-campus training, as well as seminars and certifications that we can bring to your school, church, or business. Again, you can give them a call Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern at 804-290-4388. 804-290-4388, or check them out online at armor, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. And again, if you would like to be an instructor, we are hiring in Washington, D.C., Virginia, South Carolina, and soon in Tennessee, Ohio, and Kentucky. So if you're an instructor, an RA instructor, a CPR first aid AED instructor, an advanced first aid instructor, anything of that nature, contact us. We might be able to use your skills part-time or full-time. Today, here on the Private Officer International, we have shared a lot of information with you, and we look forward to being able to announce a number of other great things that's happening here at POI in the upcoming weeks. But until then, we want to wish you the best. We hope that you stay safe. Be blessed. And we will see you back here on the radio.